Each of these candidates is generally well-liked by the base of their party. For Vice President Pence, he is particularly popular among evangelical Christians. For Senator Harris, her selection as Joe Biden's running mate was greeted with enthusiasm across the core constituencies of the Democratic Party. For individuals in the center of the political spectrum, independent voters, however, not a whole lot is known about these folks, and tonight's debate could fill in some gaps for those voters.
Can we expect additional scrutiny on these vice presidential candidates, given the ages of the two men at the tops of the tickets?
This is not a typical vice presidential debate. In the past, those have been interesting affairs, but they really haven't shaped the trajectory of the campaigns. This year, though, President Trump is 74, former Vice President Biden is 77, Donald Trump has COVID, so a significant threat to his health. So the candidates tonight are being viewed more in the context of being a heartbeat away from the presidency, and that heartbeat is one of a relatively older man. And so I do believe that there will be additional scrutiny and perhaps more of a process of visualizing, are each of these candidates up to the task of stepping in as commander-in-chief if the circumstances required that?
Vice President Pence is the head of the coronavirus task force in the White House. Can he expect questions tonight about how the pandemic has been dealt with?
I think it's fair to expect that there will be a number of questions about the pandemic. The debate tonight will be moderated by Susan Page, the Washington bureau chief for USA Today and a frequent guest on TV political talk shows. The candidates have not been given the topics ahead of time, which is in contrast to the first presidential debate. But I think it's fair to expect that the pandemic will be one of the key issues to be discussed. And obviously, the campaigns are aware of that because there was some pre-debate tussling over the design of the stage tonight. The candidates will be 12 feet apart, and the Harris camp has insisted on a plexiglass barrier. The Pence camp had pushed back against that. Presumably, they didn't want a physical reminder of the pandemic on the stage. But late in the day yesterday, they relented. And so we will have some sort of barrier between the two candidates during the debate.
In the past, vice presidential candidates have had the traditional role of campaign attack dogs. Is that's still the role these candidates are expected to perform?
I think we'll see some of that this evening. The vice presidential debates typically are about the candidates at the top of the ticket, the presidential nominees. And I would expect that to still be consistent tonight. I do think these two candidates, Pence and Harris, however, have very different rhetorical styles. And so you may not see the kind of slashing attacks that we have seen in previous vice presidential debates. For a good example, we could look back to the debate between Pence and Senator Tim Kaine, Hillary Clinton's running mate in 2016. Kaine was a litigator in private practice before entering politics, and he did come at Mike Pence with a lot of attacks. Pence, however, a former radio talk show host, has a very calm, very serene style of engaging in debate. I would be very surprised if that style changes for tonight.
What does Vice President Pence need to do to be declared the quote-unquote winner tonight?
What the vice president has to do is steer the conversation away from the pandemic, if at all possible, to talk about what the economy looked like prior to the pandemic, and then to focus on the future and what their ticket can do for the country in a second term. He will also need to focus on Joe Biden and the world under a Joe Biden presidency. Further, I suspect he will press Kamala Harris on the issue of the filibuster and whether the Senate should get rid of it, and the issue of whether to expand the Supreme Court. Vice President Biden did not speak to the court issue in the first debate. The Republicans, though, sense that that is a point of weakness, a possible wedge issue. I suspect Vice President Pence will try to bring that up tonight and press Senator Harris for a definitive answer on the issue of court expansion.
And what does Senator Kamala Harris need to do in order to be perceived as the winner?
So Senator Harris, a former California Attorney General, has a prosecutorial style that we saw her deploy to great effect in the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. We also saw her use it in one of the debates in the primary season, where she went after Joe Biden about his early years in the Senate and working with what she described as segregationist senators from the South. Kamala Harris, a woman of color, of mixed race descent, made that a personal issue, and it was a very effective attack. Joe Biden was set back on his heels and was hard to recover from that. She may turn that tactic toward Vice President Pence tonight. Vice President Pence has to be cautious not to engage in a manner of speaking that suggests mansplaining, condescending to Senator Harris, or in any way sexist in its tone. This was the same challenge that Vice President Biden faced in the last debate featuring a woman as the vice presidential candidate when he faced Sarah Palin in 2008. So Pence has a tricky needle to thread there. Harris, I think, has a little more freedom to go after the Trump administration, and I suspect we'll see her do that.
What are you going to be watching for tonight?
A couple of things. One, can they think on their feet and react in the moment? Senator Harris had a bit of trouble in one of the primary debates where she got tangled up discussing her version of Medicare for All and whether people could keep private insurance under her plan. She had to take a couple of days to undo that on the talk shows. She's been preparing hard, though. Another Indiana politician, Pete Buttigieg, has been standing in as Vice President Pence in Senator Harris's debate prep. And so I would expect that she will be ready for tonight. Vice President Pence, it will be interesting to see if he gets rattled. Can he maintain that calmness and serenity that was a hallmark of his debate performance in 2016? His camp has kept close to the vest who would be portraying Kamala Harris in his debate prep. Some speculation that it was former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. We don't know for sure. We'll see what the effects of the debate prep have been before long when we watch the debate tonight.